Every year, hundreds of thousands of Mexicans try to cross the border into the United States. Many are apprehended. Others meet their death in the desert across the border. Well, suffice to say, this is not a pleasure trip. Yet one group in the Mexican state of Hidalgo is offering customers a simulated migration experience. Critics say that this encourages an illegal act, but those who operate the program say it teaches people what illegal migration is really like. The world's Lorne Matalon went along on one of the simulated border crossings.
The U.S. border is actually 400 miles north of El Alberto. From sunset until dawn, Mexicans and foreign tourists run and hide along a six-mile warren of bramble, cactus, rock, and water. They're guided by villagers playing the roles of polleros, human smugglers. The masked role-playing smuggler says to a group of 18, "Get together, get down, get down." They're trying to avoid villagers posing as border agents. The participants pay $25 for a grueling experience that provides some insight into what it's like to try and cross to el otro lado, the other side.
El ejercicio que vamos a hacer no es para que se vayan, sino para que ustedes entiendan que sí existe ese México.
Another guide says, "We're not doing this to encourage you to go, but only so you understand that this is happening."
¿Cómo van a poder hablar de la migración si no la sienten?
How can you understand migration if you don't feel it, he asks.
I know you guys can hear me.
I know you guys can hear me, says a villager on a bullhorn from a distance. He's playing the role of a border agent. As the ersatz agents close in, the participants reflect on what they're seeing and feeling. Camilo Zapata is a dual citizen who spends a lot of time in the United States.
When you talk about immigration, you usually talk about numbers, percentages. But this kind of exercise, it makes you wonder and suffer with these people. So they stop becoming just a number, and they actually become real human beings.
And Mexican university student Monica Goddard says the experience has made her frustrated with her government.
Mexico has enough resources to give food and house to the entire population. So I think Mexican government should try to keep all people in their country, because there is work. The problem is that the people in the government is not interested.
All right, we're slowly moving towards a river, symbolically the Rio Grande, which separates the United States from Mexico. This is, in fact, the Rio Bravo. On top of a cliff on the other side of the river, we can see the flares being held by people posing, simulating the roles of U.S. Border Patrol agents. We're at the river. Another group is crouched low, some on their stomachs. And now the waiting game begins.
But suddenly,
down the floor. Surrender right now.
The game is over.
Tú estás arrestado ahora mismo.
You're all under arrest, a man posing as a border agent says, and the group is taken away for questioning. Mexican media reports have criticized the simulated crossing, calling it a practice run for an illegal act. Villagers point out that one night here can give a taste of what can be a weeks-long stretch in the deserts and canyons of northern Mexico, where migrants may die of thirst or face abandonment by their guides. The villagers also say people here should have a right to find work outside of Mexico, but they want their government to be true to its pledge to establish job creation programs to keep Mexicans at home. For The World, I'm Lorne Matalon in Hidalgo, Mexico.